afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, here in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio, live on a Wednesday afternoon on this January the 8th, 2020. It's 12 minutes past 4 o'clock, and glad you're tuned in. We are back for the first show of the new year after having a couple of weeks off. Yeah, got some rest up. Rested up a little bit on Christmas Eve and New Year's, well, Christmas Day and New Year's Day, actually. And so I hope you all had a wonderful holiday. We did on Christmas Eve. The wife and I enjoyed exchanging gifts just with ourselves, and then we rode around and looked at Christmas lights before they started shutting them all off. I wanted to see them one last time, so that's what we did on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Day, we celebrated at my aunt's house and had turkey and ham, mashed potatoes, you name it, we had it. And then on New Year's Day, I think we just kind of watched movies and relaxed a little bit on New Year's Day. So I hope you all had a wonderful time over the holiday season. And it's great to be back here in Air Chair 1. We're ready to roll. We've got trivia. We've got offbeat news. We've got everything you're used to. And we are back and ready to roll. Want to thank our sponsor. Going into the new year with us, thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. So thanks so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Our car goes to Waldo Tire and Automotive tomorrow for some brake repair. Got to get new brakes and rotors all the way around. And going to get an oil change, too, while I'm there. So going to utilize our sponsor tomorrow. They're our good buddies, and they take care of me. So that's my personal experience with them. So thanks to our supporter for underwriting the program. All right, today we are giving away a $5 Taco Bell gift card at 4:55 this afternoon. And all you have to do for a chance to win is give us a call and answer a trivia question. And once you answer the trivia question, we will put you in a drawing. And at 4:55, we will pick our winner of that drawing. And by the way, when you call, you will also be put in for a drawing at the end of the month. We are giving away at the end of the month a $20 gift card to the House of Hunan. All right, is it Hunan or Hunan? I've heard it pronounced both ways here in Marion. But anyways, you get the point. $20 to the House of Hunan there by the mall. And that's what we're giving away at the end of the month. And so you will also be put in a drawing for that when you call. But today's gift, Taco Bell gift card. So that phone number you will need for the trivia questions is 740-383-9944. And let's get to the trivia questions right now. If you wanted to hunt for treasure near where the famous pirate Blackbeard once lived, what state would you go to? If you wanted to hunt for treasure near where the famous pirate Blackbeard once lived, what state would you go to? Okay, what name is used for the huge tents used by the traveling circuses? What name is used for the huge tents used by the traveling circuses? Milk is the official drink of which American state? Milk is the official drink of which American state? What mythical sunken city beneath the sea has never been found, but researchers keep on looking for its location? What mythical sunken city beneath the sea has never been found, but researchers keep on looking for its location? What famous landmark shoots anywhere from 3,700 to 8,400 gallons of boiling water into the air every hour or two? Shoots of water into the air every hour or two. What is that famous landmark? 740-383-9944. Give us a call if you know, and we'll sign you up for a chance to win this Taco Bell gift card. And we have our first call coming in this afternoon. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, my name is Brittany. I'm calling from Spectrum Business on a monitor line. How you doing?
Oh, doing good. I'm doing a radio show right now.
Okay, no problem. I'll call you back later.
Okay, all right.
All
bye-bye.
Right.
All right, false alarm. Okay, give us a call if you know the answer to these trivia questions, 740-383-9944. What sport is played on horseback? What sport is played on horseback? And traditional riding in ancient Egypt was made of pictures called what? Traditional writing in ancient Egypt was made of pictures called what? All right, we'll leave it at that and give you a chance to call. Me being off for a couple weeks might throw you. Maybe you forgot about me. Who knows? 740-383-9944. Call and answer a trivia question. We'll get you signed up for this Taco Bell gift card. All right, let's turn to some offbeat news. Deputies in Florida responded to a home where shouts for help were heard by a neighbor and discovered the distress cries were coming from a playful parrot. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded to a 911 call from a Lake Worth Beach resident who heard what sounded like a distressed woman calling for help from a neighbor's house. Footage recorded by the homeowner's security camera shows deputies arriving to find a man working on his wife's car in the driveway while someone can be heard shouting, "Let me out! Let me out!" Well, the homeowner introduced the deputies to the origin of the cries, his pet parrot on an outside perch. Quote, "I was changing the brakes on my wife's car and had my 40-year-old parrot Rambo on his outside perch where he sings and talks," the owner wrote. Sometime later, four police officers showed up saying a neighbor called because she heard a woman screaming for help. I promptly introduced the officers to Rambo and we all had a good laugh. So a playful parrot making things interesting for some deputies there. And crying for help. Now this, beachgoers at a popular Australian swimming spot were treated to an up-close dolphin show when one of the animals joined them for a swim. A video recorded by Genevieve Faulkner at King's Cliff in New South Wales shows a speedy dolphin swimming through a group of swimmers and beaching the surface while onlookers watched in amazement. "It was amazing. It was quite crowded, yet this dolphin swam up the river with the tide and then turned around and swam out again," Genevieve wrote. Tweed Shire Councillor James Owen said dolphins frequent the area to feast on fish, but it is unusual for them to approach so close to swimmers. Swimming with dolphins. That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it? Okay, are you a hot dogger? Do you like hot dogs? Boy, I like hot dogs with coleslaw on them. Mayonnaise on them is good. And of course, ketchup and mustard. Like some relish. Boy, my mom can make some good homemade relish. Sprinkle that on a hot dog and you talk about delicious. Man, oh man. And then, of course, Coney sauce. You gotta have some Coney sauce on a hot dog every now and again. Well, if you are a hot dogger, there may be a job for you. Oscar Mayer announced it is seeking a new hot dogger to be in charge of taking the iconic Wienermobile across the country to promote the brand. The company said in a job posting online that it is seeking a hot dogger to travel the hot dog highways of America with the Wienermobile and to act as a traveling public relations firm. Oscar Meyer said it is especially seeking graduates with a BA or BS in fields including public relations, journalism, communications, advertising, and marketing, although degrees in other fields of studies will also be considered. Oscar Meyer uses the Wienermobile at special events throughout the country, and they need people like you to coordinate all aspects of Wienermobile travel and event management, the posting states. Never did say where to go to sign up, but I bet you if you Google Wienermobile job, it would pop up and maybe you could sign up. If so, if you get the job, make sure you call us here at WWGH Radio and check in with us. That would be very interesting indeed. 4:23 the time, we are waiting on our first phone call for the trivia questions today. It's a little quiet out there. You will get a Taco Bell gift card today if you're the winner. We will put you in a drawing if you call and answer a trivia question for 4:55 this afternoon. And here comes a phone call right now. Speaking of such, hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Ned.
Hey, how are
you? I'll be your first call.
Hey, great. Good deal.
Good. Hieroglyphics would be the Egyptian writings.
Yes, right? Hieroglyphics. I didn't think anybody would get that one.
That's why I picked that one.
All right.
I knew all the rest of them, too, but I thought I'd pick that one.
Oh, okay. Very good. Did you have a good holiday?
Real good.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, it went well.
It was nice.
We had pretty nice weather.
Yeah, we did. You know? Boy, Christmas Day was something else.
Oh yeah,
it?
Yeah. I'm always glad to see the weather. You know, people like to see snow, but a lot of people travel on those, and I'm always glad to see it clear and dry and, you know, a little safer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's definitely safer than a big old snowstorm trying to travel in that with level twos and threes around,
can,
you know.
That can ruin your holiday.
Oh, it can. Slide in the ditch and then
right.
It can mess up your vehicle. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
I appreciate the call today, Ernie.
Thanks, Nate. I'm glad to hear you back.
Hey, good to be back.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Well, you take care.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our buddy Ernie Breese checking in for the first phone call of the day at 740-383-9944. It is time for On This Day in History on this January the 8th. 1675, the first corporation was chartered in the United States. The company was the New York Fishing Company. 1790, in the United States, George Washington delivered the first State of the Union address. 1815, the Battle of New Orleans began. The War of 1812 had officially ended on December 24, 1814, with the signing of the Treaty of Ghent. The news of the signing had not reached British troops in time to prevent their attack on New Orleans. 1838, Alfred Vail demonstrated a telegraph code he had devised using dots and dashes as letters. The code was the predecessor to Samuel Morse's code. 1853, a bronze statue of Andrew Jackson on a horse was unveiled in Lafayette Park in Washington, D.C. The statue was the work of Clark Mills. 1856, borax was discovered by Dr. John Veatch. 1877, Crazy Horse and his warriors fought their final battle against the U.S. Cavalry in Montana. 1886, on this date, the Severn Railway Tunnel, Britain's longest, was opened. 1889, the tabulating machine was patented by Dr. Herman Hollerith. His firm, Tabulating Machine Company, later became the International Business Machines Corporation, or IBM. January the 8th, 1894, fire caused serious damage at the World's Columbian Exposition in Chicago, Illinois. And on this date in 1900, U.S. President McKinley placed Alaska under military rule. There you go. All those different things happening on this January the 8th. Kind of interesting to find out where we've been in history. I've always liked to read back through, especially early history, stuff that we're not that familiar with. It's interesting to find out what's going on. Well, it's 4:27, and we've got some trivia questions on the table. If you'd like to take advantage and call and answer one and sign up for a chance to win a Taco Bell gift card, we're giving that away at 4:55 this afternoon. And also, we'll sign you up for a chance to win a House of Hunan gift card. That's $20. $20 House of Hunan gift card. We'll give that away at the end of the month. But when you call and sign up for the Taco Bell gift card, we'll also sign you up for that. Another phone call coming in this afternoon. Hi, we're on the air.
Hello, Scott.
No, this is Nate. How are you?
Hello, is this Scott?
No, this is Nate. How are you?
I can't hear you. You're talking too low.
Okay, this is Nate. Can you hear me?
Kinda.
Okay, all right. I've got myself cranked up all the way here.
Where are you?
This is Nate.
It's not Scott, huh?
Not Scott.
Is this his phone?
This is his phone, but he's not in. He'll be in tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
At what time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Well, tell him his grandpa called him and tell him to call me.
Okay, brother. Sure will.
What?
I sure will. Okay. Not having too much luck there, so we'll just end the phone call right there. Coming up on a break right here at WWGH Radio, feel free to email me anytime. That email address is radionateosu@gmail.com. radionateosu@gmail.com. Feel free to send anything over, and we will be happy to pass that along to the listeners here. So if you have a story you'd like to send over or some trivia you'd like to send over, whatever it might be, radionateosu@gmail.com. We will be back after these words right here on 107.1 FM WWGH. It's Offbeat News and Trivia. My name is Nate Redmond. Thanks so much for tuning in.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Okay, I put a call on hold. Let's see if they're there. Caller, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, brother.
What was the first trivia question you asked?
The first one, if you wanted to hunt for treasure near where the famous pirate Blackbeard once lived, where should you go? Was it that one you're thinking of, or was it a different
one? Yeah, no, it was that one. Is that Florida?
Not Florida. A little closer to Ohio.
Huh. I don't know then. One of the Carolinas. But I
yes, one of the Carolinas. Want to take a shot at which one?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Yes, sir. You got it right. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. Hey, what's your name? We'll get you signed up for this Taco Bell gift card.
Scott Galick.
Galick, you said?
Yeah, G-A-L-Y-K.
All right, Scott. Well, I appreciate you listening out there today.
Yeah, no problem. I listen all the time.
Hey, we appreciate that. Loyal listeners are what makes us keep on going.
Yeah, I like this radio station.
Well, thanks so much. We appreciate the compliment.
Yep.
Well, right. Hey, you take care, and thanks for calling and listening, and you just have a wonderful evening now.
You too.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Another call there at 740-383-9944. And let me go over some of these trivia questions once again here. What name is used for the huge tents used by the traveling circuses? What name is used for the huge tents used by the traveling circuses? Milk is the official drink of which American state? Milk is the official drink of which American state? What mythical sunken city beneath the sea has never been found, but researchers keep on looking for its location? What mythical sunken city beneath the sea has never been found, but researchers keep on looking for its location? There's been several movies about it, and people talk about it. Kind of a famous or infamous city that sunk years ago, supposedly. What famous landmark shoots anywhere from 3,700 to 8,400 gallons of boiling water into the air every hour or two? Another phone call coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
All right.
Good.
On that tent question, was it called the Big Top?
Yes, it's called the Big Top. Right.
Right.
Have you ever been to a circus?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, I've never been to one, just fairs and festivals, but never really a circus. But I bet you it's a good time.
I'm a lot older than you, so I've been to them.
Yeah. How was your holiday?
My holiday was good. How was yours?
Oh, I had a great holiday. Yep, had a good time.
Yeah, my grandboys, they had a great time.
Oh, good. So, good deal.
All right. All right, Nate.
Well, Bob, you take it easy, and you have a great evening now, all right? And stay warm.
All right, I'm trying to.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. If you'd like to call and answer a trivia question, we will put you in the mix for a chance to win a Taco Bell gift card here at 4:55 this afternoon. We'll draw a winner. What sports record do people try to break at the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah? What sports record do people try to break at the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah? What sport is played on horseback? What sport is played on horseback? Originally, Swiss Shepherds yodeled to do what? Originally, Swiss Shepherds yodeled to do what? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, you?
Good, good.
I have an answer for one of the questions.
Sure, which one would you like to answer?
The Old Faithful.
Old Faithful, yes indeed. Have you ever had a chance to go out and see it?
No, I haven't.
I did years ago. It's pretty neat to watch that come right up out of the ground there. So let me get your name, and I'll get you signed up for the drawing here.
It's Destiny.
Destiny? Okay,
yes.
Destiny. We will put you in the mix for a Taco Bell gift card, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, all right, good deal. 740-383-9944. I can't give that phone number enough. Somebody told me the other day, hey, I had to look up your phone number because you don't give it enough. Well, I will give it out plenty. 438 the time, having a good time this afternoon, rocking and rolling through a Wednesday afternoon on this January the 8th, 2020. And let's see, let me give you one more trivia question before we move on, and I'll tell you about an Amish painting. Which U.S. president grew a beard after receiving a letter from a little girl suggesting he would look better with one? Which U.S. president grew a beard after receiving a letter from a little girl saying he would look better with one? Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate, hold on a minute.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good, you?
Good, good.
Which one is it, Grandpa? Orlando?
Oh, Atlantis, the mythical city, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yes, indeed. That's what I'm looking for. Hey, what's your name, buddy? We'll get you signed up.
Tyler.
All right. Is it Tyler Austin?
Yeah.
Tyler Austin. All right, buddy. I have got you signed up for a chance to win the Taco Bell gift card, all right?
Yes.
All right. Hey, take it easy, okay?
I love you, too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, we're getting some answers here. We picked out the trivia today. My wife, Amber, always helps me pick out the trivia. And we picked these out today and we thought, well, maybe these will be a little hard and nobody will be able to answer these. But, hey, we're having some good success this afternoon right here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Okay, let me tell you about this guy. And I tried to look up on the internet how to say his last name, but I couldn't find out exactly how to say his last name. So if I butcher it and you know the answer to his last name, give me a call and set me straight. Heinz, I'm going to say Goggle, G-A-U-G-E-L, Heinz Goggle. That's... It's either Goggle, Google, it ain't Google, but Heinz Goggle had a dream. We'll just call him Heinz. Heinz had a dream, a rather big dream. He was an artist, and the masterpiece he dreamed of turned out to be a painting 10 feet tall and 265 feet long. Heinz, a German soldier in World War II and former prisoner of war held by the Germans, was rebuilding his life in his new country, Canada. He was a self-taught painter, and his work was starting to draw attention, especially his large murals. While traveling in the early 1960s, Heinz happened to stop in Berlin, Ohio. At the time, he was unaware of the Amish and Mennonite people, but he did recognize the fact that these plainly dressed folk spoke German. Hines was so captivated by the Amish and their ways that he decided to stay and tell their story in a huge painting. This was no easy matter. The Amish, as part of their religion, shun photos and likenesses of themselves, of course. According to Paul Miller of the Mennonite Information Center, the Amish have seen their beliefs twisted and used for personal gain by others who came to the farming community and wanted to exploit them, so Hines first got very little help or encouragement from them. However, he delved into the history books and did such a good research job that by the time he started to paint his mural, he had impressed many of the locals with his sincerity. To some, he was that crazy German who worked to the sound of Beethoven in an old one-room schoolhouse at the corner of U.S. Route 62 and Mount Hope Road. He has a canvas stretched all the way around the room. Books were everywhere, and standing on the floor, he would use a long stick with a charcoal pencil at the end to sketch in the figures that he would later paint. He worked for 20 years on the painting. It was completed in 1992. He called it Beholt, which means to hold or to remember. The giant circular painting is mounted in a specially built circular room at the Amish and Mennonite Heritage Center. It is considered one of only a half dozen paintings in the world that is a cycloramic painting. What is more incredible is that Hines did it all by himself. He hired no other painters to help. It was almost an obsession in the last third of his life. And the most wonderful thing is that his work is appreciated by the Amish and the Mennonites. It is not unusual to see groups of Amish children being led around the room, gazing at a painted mural of their history. Hines later painted a series of regular-sized paintings that portrayed American folk heroes like Johnny Appleseed, and he did several religious works as well. He was working on one when he died December 28, 2000, at the age of 73 years old. So you can take this painting in and check it out at the Amish and Mennonite Heritage Center over there in Amish country. So pretty cool stuff. All right, we need to take another break here. We'll come back and give you the weird word of the week. Tell you what it is this week. It's kind of an interesting word, and I'll tell you why when we come back. We also need to thank our supporter, too, on the other side. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1. It is January the 8th, 2020. It's our first show of the new year. My email address, radionateosu@gmail.com. And we will be back after these words right here on WWGH.
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of golden grams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Thank you.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, caller, are you there?
Sure.
Hey, how are you today?
Doing well.
Good, good.
Abraham Lincoln was the one that grew the beard after receiving a letter from a little girl telling him he'd look better with a beard.
Yes, he sure was. and he sure looked quite stately, didn't he?
Certainly, that's the way we recognize him now.
Yep, yep. And who's this? I'll get you signed up for the drawing.
Janet Durst.
Oh, I didn't recognize you today.
Well, I should call more often.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you.
All right. We got you all signed up.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. It is time for the weird word of the week. And this week's weird word is interesting because it's a restaurant that used to be here in town. That's what the word is, but it means something different. The word is Rax, R-A-X. Remember when Rax was in town? I believe they sold the same kind of sandwiches that Arby's did. The roast beef sandwiches? Rax, R-A-X. This word is a verb. It's got two definitions. The first one is to stretch oneself as after sleeping. To stretch oneself as after sleeping. That's definition number one. Definition number two is to extend the hand. To extend the hand. The origin of Rax is before the year 1000 and comes from the Middle English. So that is our weird word of the week for this week, Rax, R-A-X. Just think of the old restaurant. I believe there is still a Rax in Lancaster. At least there was one a couple years ago because I ate at it and got some broccoli soup, cream of broccoli soup. And it was pretty good, too, as I recall. So, Rax, that's our weird word of the week for this week. Okie dokie, a couple of trivia questions we have left. 740-383-9944 if you'd like to call and answer a trivia question. Get in the mix here and you will win a Taco Bell gift card, a $5 Taco Bell gift card at 4:55 this afternoon, just about 5 minutes away. Looking for this one still. Milk is the official drink of which American state? Milk is the official drink of which American state? What sport is played on horseback? What sport is played on horseback? Originally, Swiss shepherds yodeled to do what? Originally, Swiss shepherds yodeled to do what? And how about this one? Before modern toothbrushes were invented in 1938, what were toothbrush bristles made of? Before modern toothbrushes were invented in 1938, what were toothbrush bristles made of? In 1782, Joseph Michael Montgolfier filled a silk bag with hot air. What did he invent? Pretty easy question here. what did he invent? He filled a silk bag with hot air, and what did he invent? In 2004, a powerful earthquake in the Indian Ocean triggered a deadly what, which flooded many countries. In 2004, a powerful earthquake in the Indian Ocean triggered a deadly what, which flooded many countries. What is the nickname for the area of the United States that has the most tornadoes on Earth? What is the nickname for the area of the United States that has the most tornadoes on Earth? 740-383-9944. If you know, You can get in here real quick before we do our drawing here at 4:55 for this Taco Bell gift card, and you just might be the lucky winner. It is time for our ladies' corner, and we have a recipe today, cheesy broiled zucchini slices. So you have to like zucchini to like this, okay? You can find this recipe on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. Again, just search Radio Nate into Facebook, and it will pop up. Here is what you need. 1/2 cup shredded low-moisture part-skim mozzarella cheese, 2 ounces of cream cheese softened, 2 ounces traditional crumbled feta cheese, 2 tablespoons of real mayo, 1 tablespoon chopped fresh parsley, 1 clove garlic, and 1 large zucchini. I'll tell you how to make it after we take this call. Hi, we're on the air.
Polo?
Yes, Polo is played on horseback. How are you today?
Okay.
Good, good. And who's this? I'll get you signed up.
Charlie Durst.
Hey, Charlie. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Okay.
Did you have a good holiday?
Pretty good.
Good deal. All right, man. I have you signed up, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we have several in our drawing, so that's wonderful. Okay, here's how to make broiled zucchini slices. So we got all the ingredients down, and here's what you just need to do. Heat your broiler. Combine all ingredients except zucchini until blended. Top zucchini slices evenly with cheese mixture. Place on baking sheet. Broil 4 to 6 inches from heat, 3 to 4 minutes, or until cheese is melted. Again, you can find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook and scroll down. You'll find the recipe along with a picture that'll tantalize tantalize your taste buds, all right? Is that right? Tantalize? I think that's right. Tantalize your taste buds. Anyhow, make your taste buds stand up and sing. How about that? Yeah, that's what we'll say. Okay, countdown is on to do the drawing. We have 30 seconds left. We have a lot of good people in the drawing today. It's good to hear from everybody. Thanks to everybody that calls. Everybody that did call today will be put in a drawing for the $20 House of Hunan gift card that we'll give away at the end of the month. So you will automatically be put in that drawing. And then, of course, we're getting ready to pick a winner for the Taco Bell gift card. Find out who that is. Okay, 4:55 is the official Eastern Standard Time, the official offbeat news and trivia time. And here we go. Let's find out who the winner is. Get all these mixed up here. And the winner happens to be Destiny. Destiny, we didn't get a last name, but Destiny, if you're listening, here's what you need to do. Just come to the station and pick up this Taco Bell gift card Wednesday through Thursday. And the pickup time is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wednesday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can come and pick up your Taco Bell gift card. We are located in the Ohio Health Building, downtown Marion, at the corner of Prospect and Center Streets, right there at the corner. And just come up, take the elevator to the second floor, and right at the end of the hall, you'll see WWGH on the door. And just come on down and pick up your Taco Bell gift card. That's how you need to go about picking this up. So, Destiny, congratulations on winning, okay? And thanks to everybody else who called. Tyler, Scott, Charlie, Ernie, Bob, Janet, thank you so much for playing, and we encourage you to play every week. Next week, we'll have something else good to give away, okay? All right. So, we appreciate our listeners so very much. We've got about 3 minutes left, and so I'm going to tell you some tricks to feeding abandoned newborn kittens. If you find some abandoned kittens, what do you do? If a mama kitty abandoned the litter, you need to keep the kittens warm. A box lined with shredded paper and a soft cloth will do. They need to be kept at about 88 to 92 degrees Fahrenheit when they are a week old, about 80 to 85 when they get 14 days old, and about 80 when they are about a month old. It helps if you have a thermostatically controlled overhead infrared lamp. Keep a pan of water near the box to add humidity, since dehydration can be a problem. If you can't get to a vet to buy the proper formula, this emergency formula can substitute. Mix 2 cups of milk, 1 teaspoon corn syrup, the yolk of an egg, and a pinch of salt. Keep the formula in the refrigerator and take out what's needed to each feeding. For each feeding. Feeding should be room temperature and feed only 8 to 10 drops per tiny kitten. So there you go. If you find some abandoned newborn kittens, there's some tricks there to keep them safe. Alrighty, one more offbeat news story. Police in Florida said no one was injured when a driver accidentally backed their car up into a hotel swimming pool. The West Palm Beach Police Department shared photos on Facebook showing the car submerged in the swimming pool at the Holiday Inn Express. Police said the driver, an adult, accidentally reversed into the pool from the hotel's parking lot Friday. The driver and a passenger were able to get out of the vehicle safely and were not injured. How embarrassing would that be to back your car up into a hotel swimming pool? My, oh my. That kind of sounds like the luck I would have. Well, it is quitting time. Thanks so much for listening to the program. I do appreciate it very much. We are here every Wednesday from about 4:15 to 5 o'clock, giving away stuff, playing trivia, offbeat news, and whatever else we can cram into this 45-minute period. And stay tuned, because there's a lot of great programming straight ahead 24/7 here on 107.1 FM WWGH. One more time, my email address, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Once again, thanks to congratulations to our winner, Destiny. We'll talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the place for all the big events. For Scott Spears and Terry Tackett at the 2016 World